Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to the last 20 whatever episode of 2022.
I'm sad.
I know.
Can't believe we're already here.
See, I feel like accomplished, not sad. I'm like, oh my gosh, like we did it. Like, yeah. We launched this podcast this year.
You're right.
This is like our birth year.
Yeah,
you know, as someone who's had a baby, those first 6 months, they can be rocky, but things were really pretty easy and it's just been fun.
I feel like also like the baby's thing, like 6 months, like it goes by so fast. And honestly, this went by really fast.
Yeah.
Like July to now.
I know.
Like July, that's summer.
I remember reviewing our first episode. I was on a trip with Steven and our friends and Grace was taking a nap and I was like, oh my gosh. The episode's ready for review. And I like ran upstairs and that first episode, do you guys remember how long my notes were?
Yes.
I remember.
Oh my God. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was all about cutting between the different camera angles. Yeah. I wanted it to have like a really punchy flow and see each of us with our different reactions. And now like we hardly send any notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. I totally forgot about how many notes was sent on that. From all of us.
All of us. Yeah. Yeah.
We really didn't know like what to expect. I remember being so nervous, like watching it back, like, okay, I really need to like focus and listen to this because like this is the first one. Like this is the real first episode of 20 whatever.
Yeah. And I was actually, before I got ready to come down here for San Diego, I was clearing out my calendar and ripping out the every year before I throw out my calendar, my like physical one. It said launch of the podcast, and so I ended up cutting it out of the thing and putting it in like a little folder so I can have me writing down like launch of the podcast. So yeah,
I love so that.
So lame.
I think the fact too that we did like our kind of soft launch before the big launch helped everything to feel so natural from the beginning, and the fact that we all are actually like good friends and are very much the same dynamic on and off camera, like it felt very easy.
Yeah, I think it beginning. Would have been so scary for our first podcast episode ever, literally recording ever and like doing anything, was the actual first episode. Like that would have been a lot for me. I think
I would have pooped myself. Literally would have pooped myself because I mean, even it not being like the official, I was already like sweating and like, you know. So you're right about that.
It's just been like such a fun ride this year, and to like to now be at that point where we're like sitting here in our stupid little New Year's hats and beads, and we've got like the sound makers and everything. I'm like, wow, it really is like the end of the year.
Yeah,
I know. It's our first New Year together, you know. That's 20 whatever.
No, totally. This was also the time still where we were like still conceptualizing the podcast. Like we didn't have a name yet at this point last year.
Yeah,
we didn't have a name. We didn't really know like what we were gonna do. We just knew we wanted to do something.
Yeah, looking back exactly like a year ago, you're like, where were we planning it out?
We were just like trying to figure out the basics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like what are we even going to talk about?
Where did the year go, girls?
I don't know, but I'm excited for 2023. I think it's going to be a great year for all of us individually, but I think a great year for the podcast as well.
I agree. We were just talking about this downstairs, but I feel like I almost don't want to jinx it by being like, guys, I feel so good about 2023. Like 2023 is gonna be such a good year, because I feel like people said that 2019 going into 2020,
right?
There was very much this vibe of like best year ever,
right?
And I
right.
don't I don't want to jinx
2020
it.
Was a dumpster fire.
It really was. Come well, on. But it's because the numbers. It felt so like iconic. Yes. Like yeah. Something big is going to happen. 2020
vision. Remember
2020.
That? 2020.
Yeah, the 2020 vision. Yeah. Blind, baby.
But 2023, yeah. I do genuinely feel so good about. And I feel like I'm stepping into this year probably like the most sure of myself that I've ever been.
I feel that.
I just feel like I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know like what I want in my life. And now 2023 is just about like executing that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like right now, I think within the past maybe 4-ish months, I've like recognized who I actually am and like the comfortable parts of who I am. And then I'm like, but these are the things I know for a fact I want to change. And I've just been like not addressing them. But yeah. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, now's the time, baby. Like, let's get it done. Because you're going to be like 50 one day and have all these habits that you've had. And you're going to be like, I want to change, but it's going to be so much harder.
Yeah.
Like, do it right now. Like, just do it right now. And so I'm going
to
do it.
Well, I'm on the app, The Pattern, and it's like saying, right now is like time to course correct. You either have to enjoy what you're doing, and if you are full throttle, if not, bitch, change it. And I'm like, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. And it was, and it's saying, which I'm super excited.
It's such a great app. I love it.
What's it called?
The pattern. And so it,
it's so good. Get it.
Love it. And so it's saying like in this loop in time, it says it happens every 19 years for my pattern. And it's saying every 19 years it comes and I'm most, I guess, not strong, but most like influential or I don't even know what word I'm using. But the app is telling me right now, after every 19 years, this only comes right now. So, bitch, get it together for the next year. I said, OK,
so get it together right now for the next. Set yourself up for the next 19 years
for the next 19 years. So and it says it won't come back till another 19 years to, if I wanted to course correct or like really make it's
it
really
again.
Impactful right now what I'm going through. And it's this pattern started December 1st and it happens for an entire year. And not all patterns are for year. There's sometimes some are 2 months, some are 3 months, some are just like 3 days. And they're like, this next 3 days, you're going to be really inspired. And you're like, OK.
Yeah. And I think what's great about those and like fun. I mean, obviously, like take it with a grain of salt if you feel like it's not giving whatever. But like for me, when I do see those like, oh, you're going to feel really inspired for the next 3 days or 3 months or whatever. That just puts a little like a little pep in my step to be like, OK, so I'm going to be feeling really, really inspired. So let me get into a space where I can feel inspired. Maybe talk to somebody that I like inspires me or watch something. And I can just invigorate that, right? Like, obviously, like, yes, the app is telling me, but that's, like, a good way to be like, you're right. Like, maybe I should just
kinda, period.
You're
like, you're right.
Yeah, you're giving me the opportunity to be more creative or, you know, whatever, by telling me I might feel more creative during this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's only the downfall when that app starts saying, like, hey, right now you're not surrounded by some people. You need to start looking around. And I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't know I was supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions or is it more so just kind of this general idea of wanting to pursue these things, change these habits?
I think I used to, I always did New Year's resolutions growing up, just being like, I'm going to, I don't know, like
it's fun.
Exercise, yeah. I'm going to whatever. And like you do it for like a week and then you're like, we're done, which I don't want to happen. So I'm trying to like think about how I want to, because I know that there are things I want to change and things I actually want to do like this coming up year that I don't want to be resolutions. I just want to be like just life changes, like just things that I want to experience. And so in order to experience XYZ, I have to do XYZ. So I think that's how I'm kind of going about
and it. And that's like the much more healthy and realistic way to actually instill change in your life,
right?
You know?
Right.
And I think there is very much this idea of like the two camps of either like New Year's resolutions, you're writing your list, it's very specific things, or like resolutions are stupid, you can change any time of the year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I kind of fall somewhere in between there where like, yes, a lot of this is arbitrary, but also this, the start of a new year is a great opportunity to reassess things and make some intentional like life changes.
What do you have anything? It's, well, since you fall in between, do you have any ideas on what you're looking to do for the next year?
So I have one like big kind of resolution, kind of project. And it's an interesting kind of blend of personal and like public life where I just, for me personally and for Grace, I want to do the 1,000 hours challenge and start tracking it January 1st, which is where it's this idea that the average American kid spends 1,000 hours of screen time a year. And let's not shame that. You know, screen time is not moral either way. It just is. So let's not shame that. But let's balance that with 1,000 hours of time outdoors. And so there are all of these like groups and Instagram pages that share ideas of like how to get outside more with your kids. So I think I'm going to track it for Grace and I this year.
Is it literally like we spent an hour at the park today? We spent 30 minutes watching Miss Rachel or whatever. Like
so we're not going to track screen time. Oh, we're just going to track outdoor outside time. Yes.
Is the goal to end up with 1,000 hours of outside time?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Awesome. Which evens out to about 2.9 hours a day. Which
wow, that's
really
a lot.
It is.
That's a long time. Yeah.
But I've been just kind of casually tracking the past month, and we tend to spend about. And a pretty close to that outside, usually an average of about like 2 hours a day outside ish. So like 12 to 16 hours a week outside. So it's only going to be ramping it up a little bit and then tracking it. So I want to do
I
that.
Feel like summer though, like as soon as exactly. summer rolls around and she'll yeah. be even older, like it's giving pool vibes, it's giving more beach, like really outside.
And that's the thing, right? It's not, it doesn't usually end up being 3 hours a day. It usually ends up being like an hour a day in the winter, but then like 8 hour days outside
right.
in the
right.
summer,
right.
you know?
Right.
If we go on a camping trip, it's we're outside the entire time.
Yeah.
So I want to do that just personally. And then I was originally planning of just, you know, doing it for me. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll like talk about it in a vlog. And then I had this idea of what if I did a weekly roundup of like a TikTok reel, like short form vertical, just like voiceover. Here's the activities we did outside. It totaled to X amount of hours.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And I think it's like a fun way to track it and share. And it doesn't feel like too invasive where I'm like filming every activity, because I can just get a couple little right. you know, iPhone clips yeah. and compile it all at the end of the week.
Well, that's amazing. And you're going to be like obviously helping other mothers, like trying yeah. to figure out how they too could get their kid out more. They're like, oh, great idea.
And you I feel yeah. like we do harp on like, oh, kids are with their screens. I'm like, but when have too. When was last time I was outside?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Since having Grace, I have, especially after she was about like 8 or 9 months, I started being really intentional with getting outdoors with her, and it has affected my mental health yeah. so positively.
Yeah. I bet.
The way I feel after I take her on like a nature walk or down to the beach, or, you know, we have like a pass to Legoland. So even going to Legoland and like playing at the play structure, going on a couple rides, like having that fresh air, that like connection with the environment feels so good to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let's gamify it.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's track it. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I love that.
So that's my main like kind of resolution project thing that I'm gonna be like kicking off January 1st.
I love that,
and that's a great one. I mean,
yeah, no, totally.
Yeah, pass me the notes. Like, I'm
no, seriously.
Now I want to have the intention of spending more time outside.
Me too.
You know?
Me too. What
yeah,
about you?
It's getting me thinking. So I've been thinking about this. I know this episode was coming up, and I was like, oh, am I gonna have a New Year's resolution? Because I feel like I'm Sierra, where it's like in between a little bit yes and sometimes a little bit no.
Right.
So I think that for this next year, I am just going to be very intentional with what I put my focus on, whether that be with people, programs, social media, anything. Just really noticing, because I feel like our focus takes so much up of my brain space and my reality and everything. So I'm like, I'm going to put my intentions and my vision on just things that I know are important to me. And if I'm like, oh, that's not really what I'm into, I'm like, all right, then you don't have to give your attention to it.
Right.
And maybe it's like when I get myself caught up in like, oh, what about this? I'm like, no, if that's not important to me, let's refix the vision.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get so stuck on that hamster wheel of like, I have to do this, I'm supposed to do this. And we don't often take enough time to take a step back and go, who am I doing this for? I don't like this.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying this. Who's this for? And I think it's so amazing that your resolution is to say, let me just like look off to the side of the hamster wheel for a second and be like, is this for me? Do I like this?
Yeah.
For me. Like, I know, I think last time we chatted on the podcast, I was really talking about like, what do I want to do? And I was like, I just want to do it for me. And I don't know if I've been living for someone else for a long time. I don't know.
Maybe somebody you thought you were.
Or what I thought I wanted. What I wanted. And that's the problem with, well, not the problem. That's the gist of growing up. You realize, oh shit, is that actually what I want? Is that going to get me to where I want? Because sometimes I'm even doing stuff thinking that's going to help me. And I'm like, wait a minute. That is not even part of your vision. So why are you even doing that?
Right.
I'm like, right. All right. Back to what I want for me.
So. Yeah.
Ugh, I feel that. That spoke so deeply to me.
No, same. I feel like there's a part of me that definitely feels like my focus is all over the place. And then there's another part of me, though, because I like, I guess technically like work for myself or whatever. Like, I don't have a schedule, and it has become very clear that I operate as if I don't have a schedule. So I don't get most things done. Or the things that I set out to do, I do. And then I forget about all like the fun stuff. because I didn't schedule time to do it because I do not have a schedule. Like, I just wake up and I vibe and then I'm like doing things, but there's no, like, I feel like I need to schedule time for work stuff, personal stuff, and then like fun stuff. Because something is
going to take your attention. Yep. Make it be the right thing. And that's even right. For social media. I heard somebody said, put out more content than you consume. I'm trying to put out more content than I consume. And I realized how much content I just consume. And yeah. I'm like, but also on that same note, what content am I putting myself in? I start going on to TikTok. I mean, we're all guilty of it, where you're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, wait, this is not even important to me. Refocus. Yeah. My God. Yeah. You wasted 2 hours on some, I don't even know what.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where doing that like flip phone for a week video, which was literally in the summer. Like, it was like 6 months ago, but still impacts that, me. I know.
Wait a minute.
Oh my God. Wait. Yeah. Because we took our first picture of the first episode when she was doing that video.
Holy
shit. On the phone.
That was so long ago.
I know.
That feels like 2 months ago.
Isn't that wild?
Oh my God.
Or less. Wow. but that video is still impacting me because it made me realize there's not anything wrong with enjoying scrolling TikTok or watching YouTube. Like, those things are great. We all need to decompress. We all look for entertainment in different forms of media. But the problem is when we end up there without realizing it. Mm-hmm. When you're scrolling mindlessly and you're not like enjoying it, it's not a de-stress. It's not a let me catch up and see what people have been up to.
Yeah.
You just end up there without, like, kind of on autopilot. Mm-hmm. And I think that video made me really aware of that, to the point that now when I notice myself like on autopilot, just like open Instagram or open TikTok, I'm like, no. What are we doing here? Yep. I did not intentionally think like, sitting down to watch some TikTok sounds really nice right now. I just opened it.
Yep.
Yep.
I did that the other day. I like was on Instagram forever, closed the app, moved on, did something else, came back to Instagram, and I was like, nope, not what I was doing. It happened like 3 times in a row. And I was like, nope, that's not what I'm doing here. Let's stop.
I'm easy only on Instagram. I see one of my influencers. I'm deep in her account. Why am I deep in her account for so long? And I'm just like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. What if I... No, focus. And I'm like, why is this consuming me? This is so irrelevant and not helping me in any way.
But, right.
So anyways.
Right.
I have to have like tunnel vision. I'm like, nah, peace, success, love. Only if it's not that. I live, laugh, love.
If it doesn't fall in those three categories.
Kick it to the curb.
Take it out back.
Yep. I also feel like the way people in the past, and just like, I think the wording around like New Year's resolutions always is really weird when it comes to like eating habits or like health. People want to be like, I'm gonna lose 100 pounds. You're like, okay, if that's what you want to do, like, love that for you. But like, in this way, it feels so like unattainable when it's like just based off of literally because it's January 1st, like you're gonna immediately change your life and like do all these things, when it's like you really could just be like, I just want to like go outside more, or something like that, something that you could truly like obtain and not feel restricted by also.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a good point too, is that it's not like that, you know, wanting to change your body or lose weight is inherently bad no matter what.
Right.
But I think it's setting the timeline, right? On January 1st, and a lot of these programs to really capitalize on, if you start now, think of how you'll look at summer.
Right.
You'll be bikini body ready if you start now, right? Mm-hmm. And then when we really take a look at that, okay, then it's not about health. And it's not even about the way that you want to look for yourself. It's about an unsustainable change to reach a certain time. Mm-hmm. Instead of, I want to make this change long term in my life, it's like, I need to do this now so that I'm ready by summer.
Right. But also the important part is understanding why you're doing it. Yes. Because I think that with our resolutions, we're like really thinking like, okay, this is what I'm looking for in my life. And I don't know if that's maybe the intentions with like, I want to lose 100 pounds. You're like, right. But why and with what? What is the reasoning? What is the, you know, all that stuff. So
and
I just don't
why
know.
Why now and why not December 1st?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like or the November middle of the year. First. Exactly.
Yeah, it gives, I don't know. There's just.
But that's, I feel like that's what makes every resolution, whether it's literally anything. It makes it difficult when you're like, January 1st, I'm changing everything that I've done for the past however many years of this past year, and I'm changing it today. Tomorrow, that's the day.
And how hard is it to change habits?
Like
so hard.
Yeah.
So
and you're assuming hard. Just because it's January 1st, like all of a sudden you can do it. I mean, you can't. You can do anything.
You can do anything.
You can do anything.
Yeah.
However.
But also, if losing weight was that easy that all you had to do was commit to January 1st, everyone would be skinny.
Right.
So it's not, you know.
Right, yeah.
And I do think that there is, as a plus size person, that element of New Year's resolutions that's almost like anxiety inducing, where it feels like everyone expects you to lose weight.
Yeah.
I think for me, not so much, because I am so publicly, you know, about self-love and acceptance and fat positivity and body positivity. But for a lot of people I know who are plus size, there is this expectation that January 1st, you're going to change your life and your body. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed that even if I'm posting the same things, sharing the same routines, the same recipes, the same workouts, if I'm sharing that in January, the attitude is so different than like any other time in the year.
Wow. Like positive?
There's an expectation that I'm doing it to lose weight. Mm-hmm. Of like, oh, is this because you want to lose weight or is this because you want to change your body? And yeah. It's like, no, this is the same crap. This is the same recipe that I make every month of the year.
Yeah.
But there's this expectation that that's what it's for. And even things as simple as like going to the gym in December, I feel totally fine about it. I don't feel a type of way. When I walk in the doors of the gym, like January 2nd, 3rd, whenever I happen to go to the gym first in January, I know I'm going to have that feeling of like, do people think I'm here just because I'm fat?
Yeah. Mm. I think I saw this TikTok. It was probably last year. And it was stitched by someone, by this woman who was like calling these people out. But it was like, I hate going to the gym in January because all the fat people are there, like fucking blah, blah, blah.
And that's what's in my head in that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's gross and ugly.
I was just going to say, imagine being, you know, I'm going to stop right now because I have nothing nice to say.
But there is very much this attitude of like, oh, man, like all the fat people come to the gym in January. They're gone in February. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Just first of all, if they're at the gym and if your whole thing is that, you know, you hate fat people, you should be thrilled.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Aren't you happy about
right.
this? Like, I don't get it.
Right.
Yeah.
But and then on the other hand, it's like, OK, so then if they all leave in January, so what?
And then aren't you happy that they left? Because you just complained about them being there. Yeah. They just want to talk.
I was just going to say, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just want to have a reason to complain.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something that not just this year, but that I've learned over the past couple years is that sometimes there are people who are just going to search for a justification for why they don't like you or a group that you're a part of or an identity that you have or the way that your body looks. And it's not always really about that whatever thing they're focusing on. Mm-hmm. That's the masquerade.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they're able to use to hide it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, girl. And we're leaving those people in 2020.
Two.
We are leaving them in 2020.
Yeah, we left them in 2020. They've been long gone. That's the nice thing, too. Another turn of the year thing. It's maybe not as like positive of a resolution, but it's a good opportunity to maybe assess some relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Assess everything.
Honestly, yeah, because I feel like that's also a point too where like, yeah, maybe it's time to cut some people off or like handle those relationships. But it also could be like, I really want to nurture this relationship that I may have been lacking on all last year. This mm-hmm. is a time where I'm going to put my efforts in and like really try to like enhance this relationship or whatever it is.
And romantic relationships, which we have not been able to like fully talk about.
What the hell
does that have to do? I was just thinking about this.
She's thinking about the love.
We haven't talked about the boyfriend reveal that happened in Palm Springs. And then the next episode was filmed before that. We haven't gotten to like fully grill you
on the couch.
We haven't. And be like, oh my God, Ryan has a boyfriend. So I'm going to say it now. Oh my God, Ryan. But yeah. you're entering 2023. God, why can I not remember what year it is?
Because all the years are the same. Yeah. They all just mesh together. It's 2019. Honestly.
Yeah, I stopped.
It's 2014. Yeah. It's 2012. The world ended in 2012.
Yeah, this is a simulation.
No, but you're entering the new year with a relationship.
I am. Yeah. It's been very good. It's been very fun. Very festive. We got together right before holidays kind of started, before Thanksgiving and everything. So it's been very like
the best, so you can spend the holidays
season.
Yeah.
And remember you were saying, ugh, I hate the holidays because it's gonna be so in my face at how single I am.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't
And for Christmas Santa brought you a man.
It's been fun. It's been really cool. I've definitely had to like do a lot of like inner conversations with myself. I find myself not reverting like back to before my relationship, but like a lot of like insecurity stuff is coming up. And I'm like, this is now at this point, you can talk to him about that. Like, you don't have to assume or guess or anything like you would if this was like a situationship or just like a hookup situation. Like, you're not going to bring up your feelings and your emotions with somebody who clearly like that's not what the vibes are. And right. So I tend to be like, oh, this is a me situation. I need to like handle that. And then me again is like, no. You're in a relationship. This is two people. Like, you need to, like, discuss. And I'm like, yeah. Ugh, now I have to talk about my feelings with people, which is not my favorite thing. But we're here. We're learning. I'm new here.
Yeah. Feelings, love.
Ooh, yeah.
Mushy gushy. Yeah.
Mushy gushy.
It was so, first of all, just personally, it was so cool to see you guys together at the retreat and really get to know him and just how awesome he is and how great you guys are together. And then it was really cool to see everyone else reacting to him from the podcast in the comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
loved him.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you guys love him. But I really didn't know like what the vibes were going to be. Like, not even a clue. And I was telling him, I was like, you need to talk to Boy Ryan, because I also don't know what he's going to be pulling out. Like, you guys need to figure it out together, because Paloma and I are busy.
Yeah.
So figure it out. But they both did so well. Boy Ryan in the middle did
of,
the thing.
In the middle of the meetings when they were playing football and okay. trying to fish out stuff.
We actually.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, that part, that was, they did misbehave a little bit. But on the podcast, they were like really giving.
Yeah, yeah.
They were
yeah.
talking about Boy Ryan's audiobook voice.
Oh, yes, my gosh. They loved his voice. I know. Which I do too. So.
No, it was great. Somebody was like, hot damn, Paloma. Like, God.
They were
damn.
like butter. Good yes. job. I was like,
I
oh.
was like, geez.
I really, I when I read that, I was like, okay, Ryan, let me close my eyes. I was like, say something. He's like, what do I was like, just say something sexy. I don't yeah. know. I'm like, let me, I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to see.
You go back, you're like, yes, like butter.
Yeah.
You're like, and for Christmas, I would like an audiobook read by you.
I would like a Sierra Erotica that's written for me, read by Ryan.
By Boy Ryan. I will send me. Boy Ryan, you'll get you're gonna be getting your script forwarded to you. It's Sierra. Yeah. Sierra forwarding.
Oh my God.
Twas the night before Christmas.
I can't. I actually can't. Why am I think my favorite thing was having all of our partners be on the podcast and then seeing them like hang out.
Yeah.
I would watch each other. So yeah. cute. It was so
well when
cute.
They were shooting that cute little clip for the TikTok, just watching all the boys be together was oh my just so God, fun.
For the Christmas one on the pool table.
Yeah. That was so loved. Fun. So sweet.
I think I watched a TikTok like 100 times, like over and over and
the
over.
The TikToks from the trip were so
they
fun.
They were so good. They came out amazing.
Your parents, Christmas.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah,
my
yeah.
favorite.
Everyone
one.
Was like, Lori's my favorite. I was like, yeah, same. Me too. Yeah.
Speaking of other relationships and romance, are we going to chat about Vanessa Hudgens having like 5 different mans?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, right. We have to talk about this.
So, in the last episode, we talked about the Princess Switch phenomenon that is Netflix. We got Princess Switched. I don't know the second one, and then Princess Switched again. That also might be wrong. I don't know. But there's 3. Why?
Vanessa Hudgens plays all of the lead females.
Yes.
Different accents. But.
Yes. So there's like an American one who's like a baker, and then there's the other one who's a royal, like a princess, I guess, in wherever. And then there's another one, a cousin, who looks like her. Or looks
she's
like
the evil
them.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Evil Vanessa.
She's
and like she's Cruella. Blonde.
Yeah.
And she has a crazy, like...
Accent. She's like, ooh, spice.
Yeah, like it's so, that was really good.
I'm so sorry.
That was great.
Well, and what's interesting too is the first movie, The Princess Switch, they're clearly taking themselves seriously as like a Hallmark movie.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think it was by Hallmark, but like, you know, that vibe.
That cheesy, but like warm-hearted, like this is a sweet story vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like the main character of that movie is like the American baker Vanessa Hudgens, who like goes to this foreign country and meets this princess who looks just like her but speaks in a British accent, and they switch and ha ha ha, so wholesome.
Right.
The second one, they started to lean into the like, okay, we know what we're doing
yeah.
here. This is like goofy.
Well, that's the one that they brought in the third
Vanessa
Hudgens.
Hudgens.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Vanessa Hudgens.
In plural form.
Plural. Yeah.
And then the third one, which is what we watched literally this morning while drinking mimosas and eating pancakes.
Yes.
It's like the American British baker, Vanessa Hudgens, is maybe has 10 lines. She's yeah. hardly in it.
She's not in that movie.
She's not in it. Like, she says the 2 things in the beginning and has this like weird non-romantic fake relationship with
her
husband who like the whole relationship was the first movie.
And then at the end, the man goes, I'm so glad we did this together. I said, what?
You didn't even have one scene together.
She wasn't even. So that's a question.
Yeah, we don't know about that. But the mother, too, the other ones.
But the Jackie one was giving.
Who?
The one when she had short hair. Like
yes.
the Jackie
oh,
O vibes.
Oh, Jackie O vibes. Yeah.
When Vanessa was.
Because she ended up marrying.
Yes.
Vanessa, American Vanessa's best friend from wherever they're from.
Yes.
Yes. And then the third one, the blonde one, the cousin.
The Fiona, one I love. Fiona.
I do love her. Even though bad, but so good.
So bad, but so good. She was so like bad, doing like random like meows. Like, yeah, why was like, she doing that? That's so weird.
It is weird. It's a very weird choice. And if people did that in real life, we'd be like, that's weird.
And here's the thing, right? So like an element of it is the weird delivery, but also how do you read that in a script that your character just has to say meow and then not make it weird?
No,
right. Way. And also everyone else like receiving the meows were just like, ooh. Like again, if somebody was like meow, I'd be like, I'm sorry.
And it's funny because then when the mom showed up to really show that that was her mom, the yes. mom meowed at the at man the too.
Boy. Yes. Yes.
Why is this older woman going meow to this, like, to this man?
Why is that something that happens in your family?
I don't know.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. Ever. Is there something sexy about that?
Yeah. No.
Like cats, right? Okay. That's a cat sound. And okay, normally that like people would do like meow. But like again,
maybe
this,
it's like I'm ready to pounce. Like
rawr. No, for sure.
No, ew, I hate it every second.
Instead of rawr.
Rawr. It's like middle school. Rawr XD.
Yes. I literally thought the same thing with my fucking like swoopy headband emo hair. Okay, anyway.
You had emo hair? I have not seen these pictures.
I've tried to find them. I definitely had the bangs and I would wear the headbands, like push up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yes, I've
and
seen
the
those.
Feathers.
The oh, feathers. God, those feathers.
Yeah.
I really need to find up my MySpace pictures. We should do that.
New Year's resolution. Find pictures back in the day.
That would be fun.
And we could show them on the pod. Yeah. Embarrassing.
So teenage dirtbag. Like,
no, so, oh my God, so teenage so dirtbag.
Have you guys seen the meme that's like, you weren't a teenage dirtbag, you were just in Seussical?
Yes. And I felt that as well.
I'm like, I feel attacked.
That is
dude,
so.
There's a, speaking of Seussical, not to like derail, but you know.
That's what we do.
This is what we do. So there's this theater group in our, like in LA somewhere, and they're doing Seussical. And like, I don't want to do Seussical, but they're like all adults. I'm like, I don't want to do Seussical, but I'm like,
I kind of want to do it.
I kind of want to do it.
That sounds kind of fun. Who would you want to be?
Maisie.
Yeah.
Amazing Maisie.
That's so cute. You'd want to be Maisie. I love that. Oh
my I mean, God, I could be Sour so Kangaroo cute. Too, but like, I want to be Maisie. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, you should yeah. be, Maisie. I want to be Maisie. I just did not know that.
But also like, I don't actually want to be in Seussical.
You just like the idea of being in Seussical.
I just like the, yeah. And I think I'm just missing like shows. So yeah. I just like, I'm so desperate.
Dude, that's
do
how
anything.
You know you've hit rock bottom with like, theater. You're like, I would do Seussical.
God, you're so right.
Chasing the who's.
Yeah. What?
Chasing
biggest
the
blame
who's.
Fool in the jungle of New.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that one? The Wickersham Brothers.
I'm not going to embarrass myself on the internet anymore.
I was going to say.
That's the other thing
roll
we do
the
here.
Tapes, roll the tapes.
Okay, but Princess Switch.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So the plot of this third movie that we just watched is essentially that the magical MacGuffin has been stolen. And to retrieve it, all of the Vanessa Hudgenses need to disguise themselves as the blonde, evil Vanessa Hudgens.
Right.
So all three Vanessa Hudgenses are like stomping around with their little sassy boots and being like, oh, meow.
Yeah.
Like that's spicy. The whole
spicy.
That's the whole entire movie.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Honestly,
and I have nothing
yeah.
to wear. That's all yeah. she was saying. Too.
Literally the entire plot is that they have to get the MacGuffin.
Just MacGuffin is just like a stand-in MacGuffin. Word for like the magical thing that doesn't matter but drives the plot.
Oh, I'd never heard that word.
So like in Star Wars, like the MacGuffin in the new ones is like the Sith Wayfinder or like the Holocron.
Mm.
I'm sorry. That probably was not helpful.
Maybe a different
example.
You've seen Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Maybe collecting the Horcruxes
yes.
would be.
Okay.
Those are MacGuffins. Yes. MacGuffin. We need this thing to save this
the thing.
And that's
okay.
the MacGuffin.
The
yeah.
MacGuffin.
So like the point being, it doesn't actually matter what the MacGuffin is.
Gotcha.
But everyone wants it.
I thought you heard them say this is called a MacGuffin and you knew. And I was like, all right, period.
Nope. That's not what it was called in the plot.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, all three blonde baddies had to get the MacGuffin and they got it. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah.
They got it.
Did you think they weren't?
Yeah, if you thought, come on. This is a Christmas film.
Yeah.
They all end the same.
They all end the same with kisses and fireworks.
Yeah, happy family.
Although, here's the thing we were talking about. Like, okay, so Vanessa Hudgens is playing all three leads, so she gets to kiss all three, like, romantic
guys.
Partners.
Yeah.
There was clearly one where the chemistry was
off,
zero.
Dude, off. Like, not even, like, we're all actors here, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell.
She literally looked disgusting. And this is the one she's supposed to be married to. This husband, is her husband.
The whole first movie, that was the plot. Like, that relationship, the worst one.
Yeah.
The worst one.
They kissed, and then she literally looks at him and goes like this.
Yeah.
Like, and then says something like, I love you, or this is the happiest, like something like that. And you're like,
you, no, you girl.
Don't. And the way she delivered, I love you, was like, I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even like yeah. endearing. Like,
yeah.
I
it
love
wasn't
you.
Even like an endearing one. She was just like, oh, babe.
Yeah. Oh, you silly man.
Yeah. And then when she got to the Asian guy, she was going real crazy.
Oh, my God. Then it was like their chemistry. I was like,
well,
do
they
I need
like
to leave.
Well, they like kissed like a few times. Like the couple with like the original like prince or whatever, they kissed and it was like, mwah. And then we were like, okay, boo.
Boo.
Then we got to the new guy, the like cute little Asian one, and they were like kissing, and I was like, period. And then the other one, the with the short Jackie O'Hare, was kissing her man, and I was like, period.
Yeah.
They made out before the end of the movie, remember?
Yeah.
In the castle. I was like,
and it was all Hello? Vanessa Hudgens.
And it was all Vanessa
Hudgens. It was all Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, we were talking about her exes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Zac Efron. Austin Butler. What an icon. Couldn't name a third. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. But those are the two that matter. Yeah.
Imagine being the third person to come into that. Like, you're Vanessa's third ex.
Iconic.
That would give me such a confidence boost. Like, okay, she dated Zac
she
Efron.
Did Zac Efron.
And
we're
then
done.
Austin Butler. And
come
then me.
On. And then yeah. me. I am Zac I, Efron.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
how
yeah.
I feel. That's so dude, funny. That's exactly how I feel.
Wait. Right now, we're watching Zac Efron's newest show, The Down to Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Zac Efron has like a bracelet on, and Ryan goes, oh my God, like the one I have. I was like, see, baby, you just like Zac Efron. Yeah, yeah. You just like yeah, yeah, yeah. That's kind of what it's giving.
Same vibe.
If you have any resemblance to Zac Efron, I'm like, yep, that's why I like you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly, exactly. Yeah, remember we were watching, was it Elf? No, not Elf. Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
And the little elf. And Ryan was like, oh, I had a crush. Please tell the story. It's so cute.
No, you tell it.
You tell it.
We were watching the Santa Claus movie. And you know that part where, like, that little girl brings hot chocolate to the man. He's like, oh, I brought you your pajamas and this hot cocoa, blah, blah, blah. Ryan was like, I remember when I was a little boy, I thought she was so cute and you look like her. So, and I was like, oh.
It was so cute.
And I was like, thank you, because she's so cute. And I remember she was like, oh, she's so cute. So, yeah. Thank you for that.
It was very cute.
I think childhood crushes are telling.
I do too. Except not really.
Why? Who was yours?
No, I just like liked everybody. Like, everybody. There was just so much going on that I couldn't be like this one person. Like, I always liked this type. It was just like everybody.
Yeah.
I just like everybody.
Me playing Smash or Pass.
Literally. She's like, smash.
Eyes closed.
What can I say? I'm a lover.
Oh, is that what it is? Is it love? Or is it less?
Maybe it's both.
Maybe.
That was one of my favorite episodes of this year, finding out about the erotica so we can keep grilling Sierra
about
all
the
sexy
horniness.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't believe I told you guys that I used to write Harry Potter erotica.
And here's the thing. You've got us
excited.
And all the audience waiting for our erotica.
You might
book.
Be waiting a really, 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 really long time. But maybe like on my deathbed, I'll be like, you know what?
She publishes it.
Here's my manifesto.
Here's the thing. Just write it and keep writing until you can't write anymore. And don't publish it. Don't do anything until you're ready to die. Then you can give it to us.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to just like really make your life spicy when you're like 90.
Yeah.
That's when I need it.
That's true.
That's when I'm going to need it.
You know what one of my favorite revelations from the podcast was? Halloweena. That is the most iconic one.
Y'all use that against me on Thanksgiving and I'll never forget it.
Listen. Oh, yeah, we did. Here's the thing. That was such an iconic moment. Like, people still talk about it. I mean, obviously, Halloween wasn't that long ago, but, like, that's something that people are not ever going
to
let go.
Well, because we did the question box to ask you guys, like, what your, favorite moments for the podcast were this year. So many.
The number one. The number one thing that we kept seeing was Halloweena.
I am still being referred to that in my DMs and on comments, so I don't know how long that will be going on for. Long
Forever.
Live Halloweena.
Keep it up.
Long live Halloweena.
But Halloweena's got to only come out during October, you know. Right now she's sleeping. It's like a Mariah Carey. She's thawed right now. Like, well, right now she's full. She's in full form.
Yeah, she's in full
right
form.
Right now, Halloween. She's in her jacket. She's, you know.
Right.
Maybe Netflix needs to make like a Princess Switch Halloween series starring you, where there's three Palomas. One is Paloma, one is Halloweena, and then who's the third?
That bitchy bitch from the block.
I don't know. Because you have to have, you know, you have to have three different characters, and I don't want to
like
be like
J-Lo.
Okay. No, but not J-Lo. It's like
bitch. No, right. I know, but I'm like Jenny from the Block. That's why
yeah.
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah, that's exactly, I was like, that's exactly what I was
I'm
going for.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, that's Jenny from the Block. Because I was thinking characters, and I'm thinking the third one's got to be like that.
Yeah, yeah. But she also has to be blonde.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
And I picture it as like Halloweena, like used to live in her small town and was like the one who organized like the Halloween parade. And right. then she moved to the big city and like she goes by like Hollow or like Halloweena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, I'm like, need to go back and get in touch with my roots.
Right. And she like she finds out she's like a witch or something.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. Netflix.
Right. Yeah, pick it up.
Pick it up.
But I would like us. A cameo, please.
Yeah, like let's not steal ideas here. Really giving you gold.
What were the, should we go through some of the other submissions?
Yes.
The cheetah girl fits.
Iconic. I
all
love.
All the Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Halloween was definitely like, I think my favorite batch of episodes
and
for
some,
sure.
Yeah, something I'm looking forward to so much next year. No, like, yes. I think we've
the
already
TikToks?
Started talking about
no,
it.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
The TikToks yeah. were, like, I think, the most fun. We have many mentions of Kenny Ortega making the set and just talking about him. And also somebody said Ryan shooting her shot at Kenny Ortega.
Tea.
And I'll do it again.
Yeah.
I may have a boyfriend now, but who says I can't have two?
Oh my God. Hall pass for Kenny Ortega.
Hall pass for Kenny Ortega.
That's funny.
Oh, the truth or drink.
That was a good
that
time.
That was so fun.
I think that might be our most viewed episode.
Fair.
Oh, I think so. I'm not totally sure, but I know.
It has a lot. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Once a year.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I think we should make it an annual thing.
Me too. Done. It was so fun. And I think the more the audience gets to know us, like the more like juicy they're trying to get, you know, they're trying to get the tea.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
Oh, there's a couple of when we played We're Not Really Strangers. Yeah. Aww, I had a good time, but I felt like a lot of crying.
There was a lot of crying in that episode. That's what a lot of people were saying.
I got closer with you guys with that episode, though, I will say.
100% mm-hmm. agree.
I remember the feeling of like, I cannot control this crying when you were talking and we're sitting here and you're talking about like just how, you know, much this podcast and like our friendship and all of us together means to you. And I was like, I am just a waterfall and that's it.
Yeah. That was definitely like the most heartfelt episode, mm-hmm. I think, for all of us. And I remember ending that episode and being like, you guys, I think we hugged.
I
was going to say, I think we hugged.
Yeah. And then we did another shot.
Yup. Oh my God. All the mentions of Jess, all Jess's cameos.
Yes.
Dude,
our queen. She
queen Jess. Yeah.
Which Jess is not in the building as we're filming this. Actually, should we cut to the... We have a cam rolling for Jaden.
Jaden, welcome.
Hello.
People loved you. They were in the comments like, I love Jaden. I want to see more of Jaden.
It's well, the Gen Z.
Yeah.
Her people found her.
Yeah, Jess is on vacation right now. So it was just us kind of bumbling around, setting everything up.
Mom left the kids alone.
Yes. But we're good. We handled it. Look at us.
Yeah, we had one issue with the audio before we set up. And fingers crossed we fixed it and you're hearing this.
Yeah,
and it sounds okay.
Yeah, thank God.
I was going to say, and we figured it out. But I'm like,
but like did we?
Did we?
We don't. I hope so.
We'll find out.
I'm sorry. If not. Oh my gosh. So many memories, you guys.
I know. So many memories in such a short time. Honestly, like it's only been 6 months. Like it hasn't even been a full year of 20 whatever. Like we're going to start next year and have a full year.
I know. What's to come this next year for us,
what
ladies?
Do you guys want to see? Yeah.
Let us know.
Because I feel like
we're people pleasers. Yeah. We'll just do whatever. Just tell us. Ryan's like,
not me. They'll do whatever. But I mean, we're going to take a little bit of a break before we come back.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that because I actually forgot and I wasn't going to mention that. And then people were going to be like, where's the podcast?
Right.
So we're taking some time off for the holidays. So that pushes our production back a little bit. So we will be filming again in January. So likely posting again weekly starting in February.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of 20 Whatever. We will see you
in
2023.
Oh, should we end it with a
happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Headphone listeners, RIP.
Bye.
Bye, guys.